One morning, the hamster we were keeping for some friends escaped and got into the squirrel cage fan of our furnace. The furnace kicked in, giving Hammy a ride that would beat anything at an amusement park. When I tried to help it, it tried to bite me. Finally, with leather gloves, I was able to place it back in its cage. People get into trouble too, and while God tries to bring them back to a place of safety and comfort, they kick and fight and try to bite the hand of the one who is trying to preserve them. Did you know that God has your best interest in mind? I'm quoting the Apostle Paul now. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Maybe you got stoned last night until you passed out, or cheated on your spouse, and the guilt is driving you up the side of the machine shed. God will forgive you if you ask. He longs to bring you back to the place of comfort. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modair Collagen, My Patriot Supply, Life Wave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more, all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
Join me for my America First radio show Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look good. Okay, we're back with hour two of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the podcasts are archived on 1360KHNC.com podcast section, Present Truth site. Okay, now in the second hour, there is a, I must, for your sake, present some things that might be disturbing to some of the religious world, but I need to discuss these matters. There is a, in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and chapter 2, there is the revelation of all of the seven lampstands or churches of God. And they all have names, and I'm going to talk about the fourth church, and the name of the fourth church is Thyatira. And this would be 2,000 years ago, all these seven churches were in Asia Minor, I believe it was. They coexisted. But they would, from that time into the future, they would continue to live hidden. And then eventually, they would, you might say, like the Catholic Church. The Greek Church, which is called Smyrna is the Greek churches. And the Greek churches were existed from about AD, I'm going to apply this to our present time, about 150 to 200 AD, and was the living church up until the time of Catholicism in about late 1400s, late 400, early 5th century, 500, right in that area. The Greek churches are called Smyrna in the book of Revelation. The Catholic Church is called Thyatira. I'm going to read you about the Catholic Church. To the messenger of the assembly of the Catholic Church write, these words says the Son of God, who has eyes that flash like a flame of fire, whose feet glow like bright and burnished and white hot bronze. I know your record, what you are doing, your love and your faith, your service and your patience, your endurance, and your recent works, which are more numerous and greater than your first ones. But I have something against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, claiming to be inspired, and who is teaching and leading astray my servants and beguiling them into practicing sexual vice and eating food sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she has no desire to repent of her immorality, which is symbolic of idolatry, and refuses to do so. And this is speaking to the, not only to the members of that assembly in Thyatira, but to the those who are in the leadership. Take note, I will throw her on a bed of anguish, and those who commit adultery with her will I bring down to pressing distress, severe affliction, unless they turn their minds from the conduct of such as hers and repent of their doings. I will strike the children, her proper followers, dead. thoroughly exterminating them. And all the assemblies, the churches, will recognize and understand that I am He who searches the minds, the thoughts, the feelings, and the purposes, and the innermost hearts, and I will give each of you the reward for what you have done as your work deserves. To the rest of you in Thyatira, to the overcomers, those who do not hold this teaching, who have not explored and known the depths of Satan, as they say, I tell you, I lay upon you no other burden. Hold fast that which you have till I come. He who overcomes, who is victorious, obeys my commandments to the very end, doing the works that please me, I will give him authority and power over the nations. He shall rule the nations with a scepter of like a rod of iron, and when the earthen pots are broken in pieces, and his power over them shall be like that which I myself have received of my Father. Trying to hesitate. Now, there's sexual perversion, idolatry. There is something in the Catholic Church that is something referred to as the knowledge, the depths of the knowledge of Satan. And the members are to, whatever this is of Satan's influence on them, they are to resist it and to run from it. My first article. The Vatican, this is January the 11th. This is 3 days ago. The Vatican welcomes gay priests. Homosexuals joining the priesthood must remain in the closet. No. This is a violation of the Bible. This is the violation of... Even if you're homosexual, these people are in bondage to that spirit of homosexuality, they will not be celibate. It is very, very rare, if not impossible, to control that desire, that perversion, that sexual perversion.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hello, radio family. This holiday season, are you dealing with weight gain, low energy, digestive discomfort, blood sugar control, and more?
We have your natural solution. Right now, for the Christmas season, purchase a large from our friends at Good Brew. They will ship out an extra small with your order absolutely free. Purchase a large and receive one large and one small. Only offer to our loyal listeners at naturallyinspiredradio.com/good. That's naturallyinspiredradio.com/good.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Check out KHNC's new Life Wave Info podcast at 1360KHNC.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process. Go to the KHNC website and click on podcasts to listen to the Life Wave Info Show, or click on the Natural Health Products button to go to the Life Wave page, where you can learn about this amazing healing and stem cell regenerating technology. And when you're ready to change your life and feel better than you have in years, you can purchase the Life Wave patches at wholesale prices. You can learn, listen to podcasts, watch videos, and purchase the Life Wave patches all from the KHNC website. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on either podcasts or click on the Natural Health Products button. Endless information, a 100% guarantee, and wholesale prices for what many are saying is the biggest body healing breakthrough in history. All at 1360KHNC.com.
Run in the shadows, damn your love, damn your life.
Okay, so Revelation chapter 2, verse 24, concerning the Catholic Church. But others of you in the Catholic Church have not followed her teaching. You have not learned the things they call Satan's deep secrets. This is what I say to you. I will not put any other burden on you. Satan's deep secrets. So in other words, Christ is saying that within the Catholic Church, there are those who are practicing witchcraft. There are those in the priesthood who are practicing homosexuality and sexual perversion. But especially, Christ is offended with those that would be taught these deep secrets of Satan and the secrets in the occult. This has been a difficult, I've been planning this for a while. I haven't been looking forward to it, but I have to be faithful as someone who's been called to ministry, that has a ministry. I have to be faithful to the Catholic people. I have family members, my father's side, my mother's side. Like I say, we've been Catholics on both sides of the family, going back to before Adam was even born. Back who knows how far. Back to when one of my grandfathers first arrived in Mexico from Spain. The deep things of Satan, the secrets of witchcraft within the Satanic Church, with the idolatry within the Satanic Church and the people who pray to these idols. This has brought a judgment on the nation of Jordan, on the people in the Gaza Strip, in Lebanon, in Syria. It's going to bring a judgment on the Jewish people because of their idolatry worship also. And it's going to bring a punishment on the Christian churches, the evangelical churches, because many are involved in idolatry and they don't know it. Newly appointed cardinals will attend Mass at St. Peter's Basilica on February 15th. The Vatican has given gay men the go-ahead to become priests, provided they remain celibate and refrain from promoting gay culture, according to a directive published by the Italian Bishops' Conference. The document was agreed by the CIA, or the CIA, the Italian Bishops' Conference, in November, published on Thursday, with authorization from the Vatican. It will remain in force for a trial period of 3 years. A trial period. If this was absolute, there would be no trial period. But they realize the power of the spirits behind homosexuality. It states that persons with homosexual tendencies wishing to join the clergy must commit to celibacy, as their heterosexual counterparts also do. The document continues, the church, quote, cannot admit to the seminary and to holy orders those who practice homosexuality, present deeply rooted present deeply rooted homosexual tendencies or support the so-called gay culture. The aforementioned persons find themselves, in fact, in a situation that seriously hinders correct relationships with men and women, it states. While the new rules of the path into the priesthood for gay men, they do not depart from the language of the 2016 order issued by Pope Francis, which bans men who practice homosexuality and show deep-rooted homosexual tendencies from becoming priests. So, this is out of RT News, Russian News. Now, I'm going to go to another article. This one is Mel Gibson. He explains that Pope Francis, and this is out of an article, LifeSite, Catholic, January 9th, 5 days ago, 2025. Mel Gibson appeared on Joe Rogan. And he explains to Joe Rogan the 2019 Pope Francis Pacamama scandal to the popular host, Pacamama. This is a female deity. I'll explain. Catholic actor and director Mel Gibson took the time to explain the Pope Francis Pacamama scandal to a bewildered Joe Rogan on a new episode of the latter's massive podcast. At around the 30-minute mark on the 2 hours-plus wide-ranging interview, Gibson briefly explained to a flabbergasted Rogan that the 2019 Pacamama scandal, Pacamama, P-A-C-H-A-M-A-M-A, Pacamama scandal, in which Francis allowed a pagan idol to enter the Vatican gardens, calling it an act of apostasy. After giving a short explanation of why he is skeptical of the 1958 conclave election of John the 23rd, and that he does not adhere to a post-conciliar church, mentioned Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano and his concept of a post-Vatican II counterfeit church. And this is exactly what would happen in the years prior to Christ in the Church of Thyatira. There would be a counterfeit church, and there would be a church that teaches the secrets of witchcraft, of Satanism. This is the counterfeit church that I mentioned in the first article. Gibson goes on to tell Rogan about the 2019 Pacamama event, telling the comedian, "We've got a pope that brought a South American idol into the church to worship." "Really?" responded Rogan, flabbergasted. "He did? The Pacamama?" Rogan asked Gibson to clarify what the Pacamama is, saying he's never heard of it, and Gibson explained it is a South American god. "Why would he do that?" asked bewildered Rogan. Gibson responded, "Good question, but he did." Asked by Rogan if Francis explained why he allowed the Pacamama event even to happen, Gibson mentioned Francis's history of religious indifferentism by promoting the concept that, now this is the deep thing of Satan right here, that all religions are just as good as one another. Now this is a contradiction to everything written by the prophets of Israel, by Moses, by Christ, his apostles. Contradiction. No. The other religions, apart from true Christianity, do not offer forgiveness of sins, which weighs heavy on people, and offers eternal life to those who receive Christ. That's for eternity. And then through Christ, through His Holy Spirit, mankind has the opportunity to receive Christ as the Spirit within, which helps them to become the individuals that Christ has intended for every man, woman, and child to be complete as a person decent, a person that can enjoy life, and not be cursed in spite of the difficulties of life. We all have lightning hit once in a while. So, if that's his contention, Gibson explains, and then Rogan says, well, then he shouldn't be the Pope. How can you be the Pope if you say that all religions are just as good? And Rogan, who I don't believe is a believer, this is Thyatira. This is the Catholic Church. And here you have Pope taking into the garden, putting in this garden a statue of an idol into the Vatican garden. This is the idolatry of Catholicism. Okay, and I'll continue. I have not looked forward to doing this. I would say that I just haven't had the time. Today's the time. Now, this was 5 days ago also. This was out of diswire.com. I'll give you these sites for these previous two articles. RT News, Russia Today, Hungary, this one is Vatican welcomes gay priests. Homosexuals joining the priesthood must remain in the closet according to the new directive from the Holy See, 11th of January, 2025, Saturday. LifeSite, the Catholic LifeSite.com News, Mel Gibson on the Joe Rogan podcast. This is out of diswire.com. Pope secretly working with the World Economic Forum to destroy Christianity using ushering in one world religion, Archbishop warns. This was on the second day of January, 2025. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, recently excommunicated by the Vatican, has issued a strong warning about Pope Francis's collaboration with the Economic Forum, which he claims are working to dismantle Christianity. True. Absolutely true. Klaus Schwab's Fourth Industrial Revolution and the agenda of global finance have found an active ally in Pope Francis, Vigano asserted in a recent video message. Now, remember, there are two Catholic churches. There is the true lampstand of Christ, and Christ warned about something else within. And the counterfeit church from the time of the initiation of the Jesuits, there has been within the Catholic Church a counterfeit church, but it's taken time for the Jesuits to come to power, and they did come to full power with Pope Francis, who comes out of South America and brings his Pachamama idol with him. I wonder if this is one of the main idols he was worshiping in Argentina. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut, take two, action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access never-before-seen pricing and free shipping.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access never-before-seen pricing and free shipping.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags.
1360khnc.com and click on the Tahibo Tea button.
Did you know a 2023 survey found that 43% of U.S. adults struggle to afford their health care, with 30% delaying or even skipping medical treatment due to cost concerns? Are you frustrated with health care? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with the SBA Co-op. I will help you find a health plan solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits for you and your family. Send me a text or call me anytime at 720-600-7797. Or visit my website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. I look forward to working with you.
Work with Michelle today and get a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored just for you. Call her today, 720-600-7797.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Very prophetic, a very prophetic song, Creedence Clearwater Revival. We used to listen to that song in the 70s, and we enjoyed it. We didn't think too much about Bad Moon Rising, but it's true. To the Catholic audience, there is no, like in law, there's no excuse for not knowing the laws of the land. You go before a judge, you say, well, I didn't know that there was a law that I couldn't urinate in public. And the judge will say, well, there's no excuse for not knowing the law, but it's on the books. And with the Catholic people, there's no excuse for not knowing what the Bible says about the Catholic Church. So for the Catholic people, the Catholic Church is in the great, the big brother, the old, one of the older brothers, not the oldest brother. The Greek churches are older than the Catholic Church. Out of the Greek churches issued the Catholic Church. Out of the Catholic Church in the 1500s issued the Lutheran churches. Out of the Lutheran churches in about 1600 came the New Enlightenment in the Church of Philadelphia, which had even deeper insight into the Bible and the doctrines and teachings of theology and theology and doctrine. And out of the church in Philadelphia, a young church, evangelical Christianity, set different from all the previous six lampstands, living on a different continent, a different society, with a great, great blessing given to the evangelical churches called the Constitution of the United States of America. And now Rome has come to America, Luther has come to America, Greece has come to America, the suffering Christians from all over the world, Smyrna, they've come to America, and the deep, just basically only Bible, the Church of Ephesus, people that are just basically focused only on the Bible and the Christian walk are here in America too. So the Catholic people, study the book of Revelation. And the reason the Catholic Church does not like the Catholic people to study the book of Revelation is because the Catholic Church is in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 18, to the end of the chapter. There is no excuse. God will tell you, there is no excuse for you not knowing about your church and the laws and the Satanism in the Catholic Church and the teachings of witchcraft in the Catholic Church, the idolatry of idol worship in the Catholic Church, the idolatry in Marian worship. Marian worship is not new. Marian worship goes back before the Catholic Church even came into existence. It was Isis. It was a Greek goddess, going back even further into Egypt. But Rome picked that idol worship, that spirit, picked it up and brought it into the teachings. So Marian worship, you can pray to Mary all you want, and you're praying to an idol. And behind the idol, there are spirits that will answer your prayers. But our prayers are to be directed to who? God in heaven. Not to any other deity. Not to Francis, not to Christopher, not to Saint Christopher. No. Only God himself. And through his Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Pope is working with the World Economic Forum. So, Vigano says, far from remaining a neutral observer, which would already be unprecedented, Francis has become an enthusiastic collaborator, using his position of moral authority to endorse initiatives that seek to dismantle traditional society, according to Vigano. Within the church, he pursues a parallel agenda to erode its foundations, aiming to replace it with a philanthropic entity rooted in Masonic ideology. This dual agenda, Vigano claims, highlights a broader conspiracy between what he terms the deep state and the deep church. So most excellent. He also emphasized the significance of Pope Francis's Jesuit background, arguing that it has played a critical role in this transformation. This is no coincidence that for the first time in history, a Jesuit now sits on the throne of Peter, he remarked. Vigano has been vocal in his criticism of Pope Francis over issues such as his approach to sexual abuse scandals, endorsement of COVID-19 vaccines, support for the initiatives like the Great Reset. The Great Reset, now, I'm going to say this. I do not believe Francis is a true believer of Jesus Christ. I do believe he is an initiate in the occult, teaching the deep things of Satan. And one of the deep things of Satan is a global reset. It strips everyone of freedom, which Christ came to make people free, to set them free.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
And there is a spell on the minds of millions and millions of Catholic people. Now, internationally, I'm not going to focus on the Catholics in the Latin America, Central America, mainly the Catholics in the United States of America, because it is really important, very important. The Catholic people understand that one thing that makes the Bible real is prophecy. You may not know doctrine. You may not know theology. It may be you're indifferent to it. But you cannot, nobody, no one, not presidents and prime ministers and the people of the nations, cannot be indifferent to Bible prophecy. Christ said that in the generation that begins in the rebirth of Israel as a nation, in that generation, there will be a deluge. There will be a flood. There will be a massive explosion of Bible prophecy fulfillment, fulfillment of Bible prophecies. It cannot be denied. Number one, Israel became a nation after non-existing for roughly, 1900 plus years. And out of the wild blue in one day, boom, it is a nation. It also says that in that nation, before Israel was disbanded and scattered to the nations at the time of Titus and the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, the Jewish people were scattered. There were two groups, the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Israel. But in the rebirth of Israel, there would be one, there would no longer be a division between the two families. There would be both families together as 12 tribes working together for preservation to exist. There will be conflict within the religious world, yes, in the government, yes, but when it comes to being attacked from without by enemies, this will always drive them together. And the purpose that God intends is that it drives them together as a society, as a people, and to look to their God. In the United States, we are in the Bible as a nation. And in America, all of these seven churches of God, these lampstands, will have a home. Though Catholicism has a home in Italy, and the German churches through Luther in Germany, and some of the later Protestant churches in Northern Europe, the Greek churches still in Central Greece and up the Russian Orthodox, Ukrainian Orthodox, Romanian, etc., etc. There would be Christian churches suffering all over the world. There would be a group still, the Church of Ephesus, religious, very religious people, devout still in Asia and in Israel. But in the United States, all of these people that are in these churches would dwell, protected by the Constitution. But in America, the target, remember the Catholic Spring, John Podesta, Hillary Clinton, a Catholic Spring to begin to destroy the Catholic Church from within, and it failed, or did it? Now you have Francis. Francis, I say, has been one of the, is like Joe Biden, probably the worst individual to sit in the papacy ever. And I'm reading to you why. The article again is diswire.com. The Pope is secretly working with the World Economic Forum to destroy Christianity, to usher in one world religion. And this is true. He also accused the pontiff of promoting a church that prioritizes inclusivity, immigration, environmentalism, and progressive social values, and at the expense of traditional doctrine. The Vatican recently excommunicated Vigano for what it called schism. That's the word they always use, citing his refusal to recognize Pope Francis as the legitimate pontiff and his rejection of the Second Vatican Council's authority. Remember what happened to Malachi Martin? He was bounced also. A great man, Catholic. And he was a Jesuit, but he was bounced because of causing a schism. Well, I'm going to go to a short break and continue in a few minutes. You're listening to Rick Rodriguez, the program, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? ReNew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit renewremedy.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to the MyKind CBD products. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to the MyKind CBD products. 1360khnc.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm.
I apologize for running out of minutes. Just when I get moving, I run out of minutes. Remember the last Jurassic Park where you have these two T-Rexes, one that is part raptor, they're clashing, and two young boys plus the father, what was his name, the testosterone-filled guy, the man, they're stuck in a little, kind of like a little cubicle, and the young boy says, "We need more teeth." And they go, "What?" and he's telling his aunt, we need more teeth. Well, she takes off, and she gets the other T-Rex and gets him out of imprisonment, takes him out, and now you got a battle. That's what I need, more minutes. Minutes are teeth. Well, I'm just about ready to launch my website. I will have more teeth. I will be able to take a topic, put in the verses, and explain it to you in a short podcast. I'm going to have more minutes before long. My contact information is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. And I will give out the website. I gave it out prematurely. My son was a little shocked because he was still putting it together, and it was a disaster. I thought it was great. But perfectionists, well, one little thing is off. It's like beautiful women. You have one thing out of place, and it is a catastrophe. So with Francis, now, recently, I'm going to finish the article, thiswire.com, January 2nd, 2025, Pope secretly working with the W Economic Forum to destroy Christianity. Let's see here. The World Economic Forum is also in collaboration with Bill Gates, working on a radical reinterpretation of the Bible using AI. The project, reportedly endorsed by Pope Francis, appears to reshape Christian teachings to align with the World Economic Forum's vision of a unified transhumanist spirituality. Yeah, it's called devil worship. Devil, demon, fallen angel worship. World Economic Advisor Yuval Noah Harari recently criticized the Bible, calling it a source of hate speech. Dig deep. Dig deep, people. Dig deep, and your last words are going to be, you're going to be talking to rocks. You're going to be talking to a granite ceiling, and you're going to be asking this granite ceiling, fall on us, hide us from the face of the one who's coming, and his son coming to judge. Harari, Francis, Gates, dig deep. Tomorrow we'll dig a little deeper, and I'll continue with the rest of the story, as he would say.
Just like all of you, I had problems sleeping. I had tried every pillow out there and nothing worked. I'd flip-flop all night, use my arm for support, and fall asleep, or I'd wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache. Well, quality sleep comes from keeping your neck straight at night. You have to fill in that space between your head and your bed. That's why I invented MyPillow. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it doesn't matter if you sleep on your back, stomach, side, or any combination of all three.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to get Classic King MyPillows for only $19.98. Queen size just $18.98. Standard Classic MyPillows only $14.98. That's right, only $14.98. Plus, all orders $75 or more ship absolutely free.